It's Monday, June 6th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On May 25th, Muslim men in eastern Burkina Faso, Africa, killed 50 people, reports International Christian Concern. In the past decade, violence from Islamist militant groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda has plagued Burkina Faso, killing thousands each year. In Psalm 35, verses 5 to 6, David called on God to send your angel after them and let them be like straw in the wind. Make them run in the dark on a slippery road as your angel chases them. In January of 2022, Burkina Faso's president was overthrown by army officers who were upset about the increasing amounts of militant attacks. The officers promised to bring a higher level of security to the country, but the violence in Burkina Faso has remained high. Burkina Faso is the 32nd worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Russian political scientist Sergei Mikiev used Russia's state-controlled TV to send a nuclear warning to the West, reports The Express. Speaking on Russia's Channel 1, he threatened that the weapons that keep reaching Ukraine will see the war in Ukraine escalate into World War III. After warning, quote, the West doesn't understand what happens next, he said, quote, the nuclear war is coming, end quote. Pope Francis might resign, reports the Associated Press. Italian and Catholic media have been rife with unsourced speculation that the 85-year-old Francis might be planning to follow in Benedict's footsteps, given his increased mobility problems that have forced him to use a wheelchair for the last month. Those rumors gained steam last week when Pope Francis announced a group to create 21 new cardinals scheduled for August 27th. 16 of those cardinals are under age 80 and eligible to vote in a conclave to elect Francis's successor. Once they are added to the ranks of princes of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis will have stacked the College of Cardinals with 83 of the 132 voting-age cardinals. While there is no guarantee how the cardinals might vote, the chances that they will tap a successor who shares the Pope's pastoral priorities become even greater. In mid-February, after federal officials began investigating rare bacterial infections in four babies who were fed formula, the Sturgis, Michigan-based Abbott plant, which makes Similac baby formula, announced it was recalling various lots of three powdered infant formulas from the plant, reports the Associated Press. Two of the infants died, but it's not certain the bacteria came from the plant. Strains found at the plant did not match the two available samples from the babies. Last Wednesday, President Biden said he did not think anyone anticipated the impact that shutting down the Abbott facility would have on the nation's baby formula supply. After meeting virtually with administration officials and major infant formula manufacturers Wednesday, Biden was asked whether anyone at the Food and Drug Administration would be held accountable for how they handled the infant formula shortage.
I don't think anyone anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility, the Abbott facility. And it was accurately shut down because the formula was questioned in terms of its purity. Once we learned of the extent of it and how broad it was, we kicked everything into gear. And I think we're on the way to be able to completely solve the problem.
One reporter shouted, quote, but sir, the executive said that they knew it immediately, end quote. And CNN White House correspondent Caitlin Collins said this.
Do you think the CEOs just tell you that they understood it would have a very big impact?
They did, but I didn't.
Last Thursday night, a man shot and killed two female victims, 22-year-old Eden Montang and 21-year-old Vivian Flores, and then killed himself in a parking lot outside Ames's Cornerstone Church, reports the Des Moines Register. They were both students at Iowa State University who were at the church Thursday night for a worship service with the Salt Company, the church's university ministry. Jonathan Lee Whitlatch, the suspected shooter, had been in a relationship with Montang that had recently ended. Last Tuesday, Herschel Walker, the NFL running back, won the GOP nomination for senator in the state of Georgia, reports TheHill.com. Listen to how focused he was on his Christian faith.
First, I'd like to acknowledge my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who inspired me to go on this journey. He's my GM, my coach, and my quarterback. He's been with me every step of the way, and he's been with me many, many, many times. And God is good, isn't he?
Psalm 96, verses 2 and 3 says, "Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples." Walker went on to say this.
And I want to thank all of you for being here tonight to celebrate. I'm humble and I'm very glad to have you guys here to celebrate this with me, to be nominated as a new Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate.
In November, Walker will face off against Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock, who's running for his first full term in the Senate after winning a runoff election last year, is a top target for Republicans as they look to win back their Senate majority in a politically challenging year for Democrats. The party is already defending the narrowest possible Senate majority, and given President Biden's sagging approval ratings and a bevy of domestic political challenges, Republicans appear well within reach of reclaiming control of the upper chamber. Finally, as you listen to the Worldview newscast, what makes it unique and special to you? Why have you come to enjoy its daily release? Please include your full name, city, state, and if outside America, your country, as I will be including your remarks in an upcoming newscast. 3 to 5 sentences would be perfect. Plus, if you're a child or a teenager, include your age. Send your comments to adam@theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.